Today we take a ride in a big yellow taxi, the Joni Mitchell song inspired after a trip to the islands. In the first verse, she references the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Waikiki. Another line in the song goes, they took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people $1.50 just to see them. That was referring to Foster Botanical Garden in Honolulu. Now, Joni Mitchell has performed at least 3 times in Hawaii. According to a chronology of her appearances, Mitchell performed on June 18, 1972 at the Waikiki Shell with Jackson Browne. A Honolulu Advertiser story said she would be North Shoring it all week before the show. 2 years later, she returned and performed at the Honolulu International Center, now known as the Blaisdell Center. But in her very first appearance before a crowd in Hawaii, it happened actually in March, on March 28, 1971 at the HIC as a special guest during a James Taylor show. The two were said to be dating at the time. And congratulations to our winner, Carrie, who tells us that she was actually at that concert. We also got another call from a listener out in Oregon who says she too attended that concert. Jenny, and I am very jealous. I wish I had been there. That's today's quiz. If you have an idea for one, please send it to talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org.
So close your eyes. You can close your eyes. It's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song. Sing this song when I'm gone.
Support for HPR comes from Alexander & Baldwin, owners and managers of office, industrial, and retail properties across the state. A&B, building partnerships in Hawaii for 150 years with a commitment to provide for the needs of island communities.
On the next Science Friday, Sir David Attenborough joins us to talk about threats to our natural world and why he's not slowing down at age 94.
If you get to whatever age you are and you can still put two words together and still walk about and still, I hope, put two thoughts together, then you should do so because life's so much more interesting when you do that.
Plus, China lands on the moon, all on Science Friday from WNYC Studios.
Beginning this afternoon at 1.
Support for The Conversation comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors, the Kahala Hotel and Resort, and PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training.
Monday marks the 79th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. There will be no large gatherings, as in the past, as the pandemic still looms large, but there will be virtual events to commemorate the historic event. One of them will take place at the University of Hawaii ROTC Center in Manoa. It's where the Hawaii Territorial Guard Unit was formed when the Army cadets were called into action December 7, 1941. They were the roots of the famed 442nd All-Japanese-American World War II Unit. Akira Otani and Ted Tsukiyama are but a few of our decorated veterans. It's a part of Hawaii history that film producer Stacy Hayashi knows something about. Her film, Go for Broke, recently won a film festival award. She and musician Jake Shimabukuro have lent their time and talent for a virtual event to mark the anniversary. It takes place Monday at 11:30 a.m. Here's Stacy talking about what's in store.
So it'll be the first ever, because of COVID, actually, it's a blessing and a curse. We couldn't involve anybody, but because of COVID and we can't gather, we can actually involve everybody from all over the world. So Jake Shimabukuro, he's going to play the national anthem. Well, actually, we recorded it already, but the 100th, 442nd posted the colors. Medal of Honor recipient Hershey Miyamura will be our keynote speaker, and General David Bramlett will also speak. It'll be a commemoration of the 79th anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day, of course, which is sad, but also it'll be a celebration of 75 years of peace and friendship, because we weren't able to celebrate that. You know, like on September 2nd, a lot of veterans were planning to come into Hawaii for the 75th anniversary celebration, but, you know, we were in our second lockdown, and so they were told to not come, and they were very disappointed. So we're going to include them, and, you know, hopefully this will make up a little bit for that. So people have been sending in messages and tributes from all around the world, and it's really heartwarming to see, really. Like, it started here in Hawaii, you know, that dark day, and then the locals responded, right? Like, the University of Hawaii ROTC program, they were activated as the Hawaii Territorial Guard. So we have some of those members. In fact, Bishop Fujitani was a Varsity Victory. Well, he was HTG and then VVV. So he's in our invocation. And we've got Bob Lee, who was also an HTG member and friends of Ted Tsukiyama, you know, yes. Sandy Tsukiyama's father, who sadly passed away last year. So it'll be the first of its kind, and it's actually pretty cool.
And yeah. Tell us about the messages that you have recorded from all over the world.
Yeah, so people are sending in stuff from everywhere, like Tendola and Musatello, which is where Senator Inouye lost his arm and earned his Medal of Honor. You can see the hills, and then also where Bini Hayashi was killed by a sniper. That's really touching as well. But also, you know, these messages from Japan, you know, like, people don't realize that the Military Intelligence Service really helped to rebuild Japan after the war ended. And Akira Otani, who was a member of the Hawaii Territorial Guard and Varsity Victory Volunteers, you know, he, after, I don't know if it was after the war ended, but anyway, he was MIS in Japan, and he also has a very heartwarming story of, you know, like, of the locals and how the guys from Hawaii really made a difference, you know, with their humanity and aloha.
You've been working on that 442nd Go for Broke film for so long. You know, we've had the comic book. You've just gotten to mm-hmm. know these veterans, and we're losing them. But
yeah.
You have had the opportunity to share those stories up close and personal with them.
Yeah.
I was actually looking at some of the pictures in my phone, and I was looking at the day of filming that you folks were out at the Waipahu Plantation mm-hmm. Village. And looking at a young Dan Inouye the day of the bombing.
Yeah, and we had Dan Inouye's son out there and his granddaughter, Maggie, as well.
How would you explain to our listeners what December 7th means to you, knowing the deep personal stories and the friendships that you have made talking with these veterans?
Well, in previous years, you know, we've always gathered at Pearl Harbor, you know, and I would go with the veterans and, you know, drive them there, you know, and they stopped driving. The most recent one that I brought veterans to actually was the 75th anniversary in 2016, and that was right before we started filming my movie. We brought Bishop Fujitani and Ted Tsukiyama there, and they were with the Hawaii Territorial Guard, you know, in action, defending Hawaii on December 7th. And it was just, I don't know, it's such a mixture of feelings, you know, like of course it's sad, you know, people died. And it was such a dark day for Hawaii, and to know how local people suffered and were killed and how they, but also the heroics, you know, I mean, like, these everyday people, you know, how they responded, and their stories are so, so amazing. Because, you know, nobody asked for this, right? They're just thrust into this position. And, you know, December 7th is the thing that, you know, brought the United States into the war. And it's funny because I've, you know, since the movie has been done, we won the World War II Normandy Film Festival Award for the Outstanding Feature Film. So we brought the film to Normandy and we showed it there. But, you know, even though people from all over the world go to Normandy and gather there, they really have no idea what happened on December 7th in Pearl Harbor, you know. And so bringing those people into the fold and sort of, because when I reached out to them in the beginning, I was like, hey, do you guys want to send a message for December 7th? They were like, what is that, you know? And I was like, it's the reason that we were in the war, you know, we were attacked.
Sure, there are gaps in history.
Yeah, there's this disconnect, you know. It's like, of course they know about Normandy, they know what happened locally, but they don't know what happened halfway across the world that ignited that all, you know.
So then as you prepare for this special ceremony over at the ROTC program, you're going to remember all those veterans who we have lost.
Yes. And actually, Ted Tsukiyama's birthday, his 100th birthday would have been on December 13th. So, you know, I actually wrote that into the movie script, you know, about how he didn't realize it was his birthday until he saw the date. And we just didn't have time to include it, so we had to cut it. But, you know, these are, you know, really real things, you know, and even Akira Otani, his father was hauled off rudely by the FBI in his bathrobe, you know, yet he volunteered the next day for the Hawaii Territorial Guard. And his birthday is like January 26th, so he'll be 100. And, you know, and that's kind of about the time that the Japanese Americans were kicked out of the Hawaii Territorial Guard. So he had a pretty awful birthday in 1942, too. You know what I mean? So it's mind-boggling. Well, people can tune in on Facebook, or we're trying to get the link so that, you know, people who are not on Facebook can see it as well, like so from Jake Shimabukuro's website and maybe our YouTube channel or something. But for now, that's the link we have.
For Jake Shimabukuro Music and Go For Broke? So either of those two?
Those handles. So it's actually Go For Broke Hawaii Movie.
Right.
So if you search on Facebook, you can just search for Jake Shimabukuro and his page will pop up.
Okay.
And then for us, Go For Broke Movie, that's, you know, and just click on the link and like us.
And that was film producer Stacy Hayashi talking about an upcoming December 7th virtual event. And we will have those links that she mentioned posted on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.